Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I've been having issues with my Apple Watch and also this Fitbit that I'm still currently wearing for reasons I'm not quite sure of at this point, that it doesn't track my heart rate very well during running. And what happens is that at some point during the run, it will just, the sensor will either read very high or it will read at a very high, or it'll just not read anything. And the reason why that is, I suspect, and I'm not sure, but so what happens with an Apple Watch and, Fitbits and those kinds of things is they're shining a green light on your skin and they're looking for the blood flow in your arm. And there's various reasons why it may not be able to pick up the blood flow in your arm because, well, temperature outside seems to make a difference. Changes in your skin can potentially do it. There's probably other reasons as well, but I notice that it tends to happen a lot more when it's cooler outside. And I've noticed it a lot more recently. I'm not exactly sure why, because I don't remember it being an issue last year, but this year it seems to be an issue. Who knows what the problem is. But so I decided to get a heart rate strap for my chest, which I have not run with it yet, and I'm going to do that. By the time you hear this, I probably will have gone for a run. We'll see. But one thing I noticed about it, and this just, I had to, of course, try it out. Now, with an Apple Watch, if you wanted to go and want all the data to go into Apple Health, you really need to pair it with an Apple Watch, which of course I have, so no big deal. It's a sensor that you wear on a strap and you wear it on your chest. You moisten the little band or wherever in the right place, and then you attach it to your chest and it sends the data wirelessly to your Apple Watch. Now, I also was testing it with my iPhone just to see, and I do have an app that actually will take the data, because I had paired it with the iPhone temporarily just to kind of see what was happening while I was charging my Apple Watch, and it seemed to show the data. Now, what's interesting that I noticed, and so when I looked at my runs today, I saw that I would get measurements and it would be kind of erratic, so it wouldn't be like every second, but it would get maybe every 5 to 10 seconds, or sometimes it'd go a little bit longer, but there would be, you're not getting a lot of data, you're not getting, as precise data, because it's not getting it on a regular basis. Whereas the few minutes I walked around with the chest strap on, I was getting heart rate measurements every second. So within the 5 minute, 5 minutes or so I wore it, I noticed that in my app that it was showing 60 measurements per minute, right? So, one per second, which is very fine resolution on what your heart rate's doing. And I guess if you're really trying to track what you're doing, with your heart rate, having something that can do it at that granularity is probably going to be very helpful. Now, if you compare it with other data, of course, then it becomes even, so it's like, okay, if you know that you're going up a hill at that particular minute or whatever, that actually might be helpful information. Okay, yeah, it's the reason my heart rate went up, 10 beats, per minute is because, I'm working a little harder going up the hill. But, so this is just more data, I guess. That's something about having these devices. Yeah, you can complain that they track you and all kinds of other things, I get that. And, that's one issue with the Fitbit and the Apple Watch is that you're tied into whatever ecosystem is there. I've yet to find a device that doesn't require you to tie into something, right? That you can just get as an independent device. Well, there's no money in that, I guess. So that's probably why it's not done. But I do like having better data, right? So I guess over the next few days, I will be trying this out and we'll see how it goes. But more data, can't be a bad thing. And I'm trying to, keep myself in zone 2, and I really want to know, how that's going and not want to have to fiddle with my watch while I'm running, because, it doesn't really slow me down that much, but it's, and usually what I do on my Apple Watch is I'll flip it to the inside of my wrist and it seems to clear, with within, you know, a minute or so, but sometimes it takes me a while to notice it. And yeah, we'll see how it feels to run with a with something strapped to your chest. I'm sure I'll do a separate review of the band at some, or that chest band at some point. I didn't get a Polar strap. Got the one from Power Labs, which was about half the cost, and you know, and it seems to, you know, and I don't need a specific app for it, which is kind of nice. I guess I just, but it, you know, again, I just pair it with the stuff I'm already using, and it seems to work. So, so in the you know, I don't know. I'm sure I'll do a review of it or a more detailed review of it later on. But that's just what I, you know, first pulled it out of the box and tried it, and yeah, it works. And now when I go for a run tomorrow, whenever that is, then yeah, I'll give it a real test drive, and we'll see just how it does.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.